Truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And obviously, I would like your opinions about what is going on in Russia and Ukraine and, you know, how Biden has handled not just this situation, but foreign policy in general. Meanwhile, speaking of the White House, Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has denounced Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem over a new law in the state, okay, which arguing she progressed policies that attack trans youth and funded ads attacking LGBT youth. Now, this is basically, this was a tweet from her official White House account and linked to footage of Noem being questioned regarding statistics that present LGBTQ youth as being diagnosed with anxiety or depression. Well, that actually happens to be true. And one of the big, deep, dark secrets of the transgender cult, if you will, is how many people go through the surgical and hormonal transition and then regret it and wish they could go back. But of course, at that point, they can. And there's actually been a lot of suicides on that thing. Okay, the phone lines are starting to load up here. Let's go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. So my whole thing is I was against the whole transgender vendor stuff anyways from the beginning. But my issue is that when it comes to Greg Abbott, you said he's going to start going after the parents, right, that allow their children to, like, get into this whole stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, basically, if the government's really behind LGBTQ, right, or at least the bad part of our government, and they were the ones that manipulated everyone through mind control like they have with COVID-19 BS, and they were able to get people to be ashamed, like parents and stuff, like, oh, it's horrible, why wouldn't you? And, like, you got, like, half of the society there, like, community that you're in that's going for it or whatever, or at least allowing it to happen. You know what I mean? And then so parents turn around and think that they're doing the right thing. So my point is, I think it's kind of that's kind of evil. Because now
it is definitely evil. And I think what's going on with the transgender situation is those people who are claiming to be transgender, I don't think they're really very sure. I think they're, in fact, very insecure about it. And the only way they can convince themselves that they are right is to go on out and force everybody else to admit that they're right. And it's almost a fanatical kind of behavior. And they're selling it. They're selling it to children. They're convincing people this is the thing to do. And, I'm with Abbott on that. Once a child reaches the age of consent, if they want to go have their pee-pee whacked off, fine. You know, I disagree, but fine. But when you're talking about little kids being put into these surgeries and these hormone treatments by their parents, you know, there's something definitely wrong there.
No, and I agree that that should have never happened and all that. But my whole point is that people have been brought up for generations to be weak and to be weak-minded, weak-willed, to be easygoing and everything. And the government
to get along by going along.
Exactly. And everyone has to agree that it was the parents' fault, the grandparents' fault, their own fault, because they didn't want to strive to do better. So to a degree, yeah, it goes on other people. It goes on people's self-responsibility, so to speak. But where does it come where, obviously, you know, people's lives are being harassed and threatened because their kid wanted to do this? Or, you know, there's so many stories out there, and
Here's the problem. Did the kids really want to do this, or were they proselytized into it by the educational system that is pushing this as something to be desired?
Exactly, and that's my point. So if that's the case, then the educational system was definitely controlled by the government. We all know that. So, I mean, like, who's at fault here? The same people that are now, so now it's like all the one side of the government pushing the people. It's the whole left and the right thing when you see, like, a picture of the one boot on the right stepping on the one guy or kicking him. And they say, oh, I'm going to vote Democrat next time. Then the other boots stepping on the other dudes.
Yeah, I've seen that cartoon. I've seen that. Yeah. Well, so you know, I have to be very honest here. Right now, the Democrat brand is in serious trouble because the far left is garnering all the headlines with this transgender LGBTQ. And, you know, it's rubbing ordinary Americans the wrong way. I think most Americans have a live and let live kind of an attitude. You know, and, you know, I don't care if somebody, you know, I don't have a problem with people being gay. I have a problem with it being sold to our young people at an age when they really don't understand what it's all about.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. In a way, it's the same thing with politics. And the only thing that should be happening is the children should be just given information until the age of 18, 20 or whatever. And they're not allowed to make a decision until that time. Automatically.
That would be a good compromise position. That would be a good compromise position. And I'm not even sure how much information needs to be given to them, you know, until they're 18. Now, when they turn 18, if they themselves have, you know, come to the conclusion that there's something out of whack with their gender identity, you know, then they can go on out and find the necessary information. But, you know, from where I sit, you know, this is being sold, you know, as something desirable. And all of a sudden we have all these people in the military who are transgender and the athletes are transgender. And, you know, look at me, I'm cool, I'm transgender. And it's, no, you're just very confused.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I want to point out real quick, which is that exactly the whole really comes down to, you can tell someone the truth, but these other people are trying to brainwash you. And they're repeating things over,
they're beaming
you, manipulating in that. So that's the real problem. But real quick, I was doing Revolution Radio 4 to 6 in the morning Eastern, but I was talking about Target Individual stuff, bringing up some stuff, and the dude, like, acted like, oh, my phone call messed up. So the point is that Revolution Radio is tainted, and so if anyone was wondering why they were trying to listen while I was anonymous, it's because the dude is purposely, they're tainted over there. There's all over the place. People are shills. They're getting paid to act like they're doing something. But they're
yeah,
not, so.
And especially this week, all the shills and, you know, the phone call shills and the online shills, they're all being paid on overtime. Anyway, Joshua, need to let you go here. I got another call I got to take. James in Tokyo, welcome to the show. And what is on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Trump Rivero or Trump Rittenhouse 2024.
Okay.
And Mike, stop speaking Japanese to me. Come on, man, you're in America. Speak Spanish. Hey, I'm happy Dustin
hey,
from New Jersey called
Japanese
back in.
That time.
I'm happy Dustin from New Jersey called. I was worried after seeing people drop dead daily from shooting that MNRA juice. He was a goner after, personally, I see people drop dead every day on BitChute videos. Or maybe he got so depressed from all the bad news you talk about every day, Rivero. He
yeah.
went into seclusion in the woods in a cabin as a counselor in a science summer camp. But, Dustin, when you do that fourth booster, stay away from the chicken wings and donuts because the COVID often kills fat folks. And, Dustin, please call again every day because you are my favorite caller.
He's next on the list and listening to you right now.
Great. Dustin, you're my favorite caller, well, after myself. Hey, Ukraine.
Oh.
Mike, well, something serious. First of all, Ukrainians, besides being the hottest women in Tokyo and making the best strippers, Putin tried diplomacy, but no one would listen to his legitimate grievances. He did a Russia first policy, and I don't disagree with him. I read Putin's speech, and it was awesome. It should be like in a history book, but it kind of pisses me off as Japan wants to do all this sanction stuff too, going along with America. And I really wanted to take another trip to Vladivostok. That's like in the Russian Far East, north of Hokkaido, and get an Airbnb for a month with my action star son. But seriously, I think it's a small problem. I believe that the main problem is it's a world war, but against globalism, where countries want to vax and kill you, limit your resources, implement a global digital credit score path
yeah.
kind of thing, where they're going to be able to control each and every one
now,
who they want.
That's certainly where
Klaus
Schwab is headed.
Because you can't surveil people nationwide. You know, it's Hillary, you know, like who you compare to Godzilla, Joe, crackhead Hunter, Pelosi's, and all the Dems that caused all this by all this fake Russian collusion and Ukrainian corruption with all their kids and money laundering to support their manufactured candidates worldwide. And Canada, I feel like I'm an honorary Canadian because I lived in Montreal for 4 years. I went to McGill University. And okay. The reason Justin the Cuck had to stop this martial law thing is he gave too much publicity to his daddy, Klaus. And through his actions, he didn't woke people into gay sex and trannyism, but against global tyranny. And lastly, Mike, I sent you a donation. Email me when you get it. It was a tough decision between sending you a donation or sending you one of my antique Gillette razors from the 60s, because without that beard, you would look like a good-looking Charles Bronson. You got that Eurasian thing going on. And don't worry, I'm not an LGBT.
The beard has kind of become a trademark.
Kind of guys.
The beard's become kind of a trademark, and I'm not looking to get rid of it here, but I do appreciate the thought.
And hope my check doesn't bounce, but it should, Mike, after you threw away over 7,000 love letters I sent to that lovely harp-playing angel, Claire. And
well,
anyway,
you know, if you put checks in those,
I'm happy I got all this off my chest.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call here, and I erred in saying
you
Dustin.
Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
Okay, you got it. Sayonara. I erred saying Dustin was the next caller. That was merely a comment from the control room that James wanted to talk about Dustin in New Jersey. So the phone lines now are completely open, 512-248-8252. What are you thinking about? What's going on in Russia and Ukraine? Getting on back to transgenderism, we're seeing more and more articles about this. Leah Thomas in Your Destination News Now. They're saying it's time to stop the madness. This male swimmer who identifies as a woman set 5 Ivy League school records. How is this fair to female swimmers forced to compete with trans athletes? And, of course, it is absolutely not fair. You know, this they, Thomas, whatever the correct pronoun is, you know, couldn't do very well as a male swimmer. He was ranked something like 400th. You know, so he says, I'm a girl. He starts wearing girls' bathing suits. You know, he hasn't been through, any surgery or hormone treatment. He's just out there, you know, and he's winning, and look at me, I'm winning. And it really is not fair to the biological females. And it shows just how absurd things have gotten. We're literally watching our civilization dissolve in front of us because of all this utter, utter nonsense. Okay, now out in Los Angeles, there is that district attorney, George Gascon, and we reported yesterday something like 98% of the county prosecutors have voted to have him removed because of his soft-on-crime platform. And, he got a lot of money from liberal PACs, and he's now facing this recall effort. And one of the problems he's dealing with was this 26-year-old transgender child molester who struck a plea deal. He was actually caught bragging about the light sentence that he got, you know, because he's transgender. And now we're finding out that he only declared himself to be transgender when he thought it would help his plea deal. So they're just flipping side back and forth. Getting on back to San Francisco, there were these school board members who were recalled because of mask mandates and, CRT and the rest of it. And so now these board members are out there saying it was white supremacy. You know, it was racists who pulled us off the school board. And it wasn't anything that we did, because the children love to wear masks and they love LGBTQ, transgender, you know, whatever. All righty. 512-248-8252. We could use some callers here. Now, Michael Bloomberg is out there talking about the school board upset in San Francisco. He called it a political earthquake. And he's saying that Democrats need to change course before the midterms. And we're already starting to see that happen. Biden wants to, cancel the federal gas tax until the midterm elections. Democrats are backing away from gun control until the midterm elections. The problem is that we know however the Democrats change course to favor the midterms, as soon as the midterms are over, they'll simply switch back to their base course. You know, they've got their agenda, and they're not willing to let go of it. They think there's something wrong with you that you're not going along with it as well. But parents fighting school boards is a new trend. It's happening all across America. The school boards are getting quite tyrannical. They're literally having the police drag parents out of the school board meetings for not agreeing with them. And it's really getting quite acrimonious here. All righty. Let's talk about whiteness. And there's a very bizarre article that came out of AmericanMind.org saying that whiteness is an anti-Semitic trope, which is kind of weird because most Jewish people don't consider themselves to be really white. They're Jewish. Whiteness is, now being seen as anti-Semitic. This whole abolishing whiteness thing, was an academic conceit about 30 or 40 years ago. Now it's gone mainstream. Now, whiteness in this sense describes a constructed category that necessarily implies genetic superiority and demands apartness. And it's responsible for the racialization of America and for the disparate outcomes that are a defining feature of American socioeconomic life. No, not really. Whiteness is basically a color. And Americans don't go around saying, I'm white, I'm a Hoosier or whatever. It's a manufactured construct. And it's trying to hide the fact like I pointed out about that study about gun violence in Washington, D.C., the reason more black people are being sent to prison for gun crime than white people is because black people are committing more of those crimes. It's not racism. It is simply dealing with the reality on the ground. And one of the problems I have with the liberal left is they're not interested in reality. They have, built this castle in the cloud of their ideal utopia. And they moved on in, which is actually a definition of a mental illness. Neurotics like to build castles on the cloud. The psychotics then move in. Okay. Getting into a little bit of climate news here. Last year, the British government cracked down on wood-burning stoves after they had an internal report claiming they caused massive amounts of air pollution via the release of fine particulate matter, a pollutant that's damaging to the environment and to health. Well, today, the Department for Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs has reversed their policy, releasing new evidence showing the government study had greatly exaggerated the claims. Well, we've seen that before with ClimateGate. The snow is a thing of the past, and the Arctic will be ice-free and all the other stuff here. And so, they're saying, yeah, it's okay to use a wood-burning stove because, after all, wood is a renewable resource. You plant seeds, tree grows, you make houses, and you burn them and stuff. All righty. So we're coming up now on another commercial break here. The lines are completely open, 512-248-8252. And let's see. I'm seeing... Okay, somebody is now telling me that the Russia Today... We've got a caller. James in Vancouver, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just checking. Are we at DEFCON 4 now?
No, I would imagine we're probably closer to DEFCON 2.
I checked on the computer. They say we're at DEFCON 4, so I was wondering what you heard.
I hadn't heard anything. I was assuming that. All right, stay on the line, James. Yep. We'll be right back. after these few words.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're on the phone with James in Vancouver. And James, just pick up where you left off.
So, yeah, I was listening to your report right from the beginning today to make sure that something had really happened in the Ukraine, because I couldn't really trust the media, that is, those corporate guys. But anyway, so I checked the DEFCON. And it says here, we are currently at DEFCON 4, which is a, what do they call it? They call it Increased Intelligence Watch and Strengthened Security Measures. And
yeah.
Above normal readiness. But I think that if I'm correct, and I need to ask you a question here, the Ukraine has not become part of NATO as of yet. Am I right?
No, it has not.
Okay, so Putin's strategy in this is to stop the Ukraine from joining NATO. If he does it now, well, that's one thing. But if he tried to do it, if Ukraine was a part of NATO, then that would be more serious. So that's his strategy. Is you mentioned
okay?
He
well,
was
I'm getting a message from Mike in the control room. Somebody called on in saying we are now at DEFCON 3. So both of us were wrong.
Okay, so DEFCON 3 means increase in force readiness above that required for normal readiness. Air Force ready to mobilize in 15 minutes. All right.
Okay.
I have a feeling, I'd like to have the feeling that that the United States already knew that Putin was going to do this and that they're just going to wait and see for a while. Because this Zelensky, that's their president, right?
Yes.
This guy is a pawn. I mean, you look at his face right now, and he's ready for a sex change or something.
Let's not get personal.
I'm just saying that look at Biden's cabinet. What a bunch of losers they are. The whole State Department are losers. So either way, Putin is a good chess player. And, he is not going to do anything that, he doesn't know the outcome of, you see.
Yeah, so, yeah. He's definitely very smart. He's very experienced. And, what he's basically doing is he's reversing that 2014 coup by the United States.
Right. Well, you see, this is the whole thing. And you got to know that Putin's DEFCON has probably been up since a lot earlier. He knows what he's going to do, you see. But you can't have a bunch of floozies running the State Department and a bunch of floozies running the military. And that's what you've got. I don't mean you personally. But these people, they did not deserve the promotions they got. They are not worthy of their positions. And they're all a bunch of losers because they were put there by these globalist or neocons or whatever
call
them.
They were affirmative action hires. They were promoted because they were non-white. They were promoted because they were gay. They were promoted because they were women. We had a story we ran yesterday that our military has gone woke, but the readiness of Air Force planes is way below what it should be. And, we're on the verge of some major conflicts. I mean, the state of our military is not good. They're saddled with these hideously expensive, very ineffective weapon systems. Most of our military have now been vaccinated with these mRNA gene therapies, which when you're under stress trigger heart attacks. Yep. That's why all these athletes are dropping dead. And there's not really much that's more stressful than being in combat.
And obviously, you can't say that it wasn't by design. Obviously, this is all goes back to...
I'm willing to go stupidity on this one.
Well, I just want to say, I like your statement. It's all about the Benjamins. I wanted to call in and make sure I told you that. I like hearing you say that. It's all about the Benjamins, right?
Yeah. Money rules us all. Little tiny piece of paper with ink on it, and it controls us.
Except, where are they going to spend those Benjamins in after a nuclear holocaust? There's a holocaust. Where are they going to spend their Benjamins? I don't know.
Well, I imagine, the Benjamins are just for ordinary people to deal with. I mean, the ultra-rich convert it to hard assets, like, huge mega yachts, underground bunkers, things like that.
Yeah, well, they can't exist for long, even if they've got their redoubts and things like that, because they need society, too. So, but anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow, maybe, see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. So thank you.
Next 24 hours, like at 96.
But 96 hours. I think Kiev will be surrounded in 96 hours. Russia's already demanding that Zelensky surrender. And, Zelensky is probably holding out in the hope that NATO will come in to save him. But I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. NATO's going to just fortify that eastern border and sit there quietly. James, thank you for the phone call. We got to take a break for commercials. We got callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And finally, we actually do have Dustin in New Jersey on the line. So, Dustin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I called it yesterday, didn't I? I said, Putin's got to go in, man, to wipe these Nazis out.
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, man, you know what, Mike? There's a lot of misinformation going on.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen, like, 3,200 Russian soldiers dead, 500 pieces of equipment. I mean, obviously Russia's going to lose some equipment because we do. We did.
Yeah.
You know, I saw they lost, like, two Ka-52 Havoc helicopters and... But they, you know, the first hit of the night was on a SA-11 Buk system by Iskander M. And they said it was a surgical type of piece of equipment. They were right. That thing hit its target right on, you know. And Ukraine, basically, they have no more air defense. The Air Force is gone. They never had a Navy.
Yeah, their defense infrastructure is gone. It's a ground war now. And, you know, we've got all these reports of Ukrainians surrendering or simply deserting or even joining the other side. And I think that's why Zelensky has now put out a call for civilians to join the fight. And he's going to hand them out weapons. He's going to get a lot of his own people killed.
Yeah, like he's asking for conscripts. I mean, Russia lost a couple people. Let's not care. They did lose a couple pieces of equipment, because that's going to happen. Doesn't matter if you're like Rome or anything.
Yeah, there's
you
going to be losses on both sides, you know. The propaganda tries to make it sound like the bad guys are losing more than the good guys, but everybody's losing in these things.
I'd say, Mike, Saturday, it's going to be over by Saturday.
Okay.
I'm sure
the bookies in Las Vegas are already taking odds, you know, when Zelensky surrenders.
Yeah, I just think, you know, Ukrainian people are tough, but you know what? With the bombings going on, you saw most Ukrainians are just going to work, right? Like, they're just driving just through the cities, and I mean, it's just, you know, they're not going to, I mean, it's, and they, the Ukrainian people know it's an oligarchical system they live out, because it's kind of like the same thing here in a way, right?
Yeah, it very much is, and it has been since 2014.
Yeah, but it's a shame. This is what the United States, UK, NATO, what they do. You know, it's a shame. You know, it's like you would think they'd say, okay, you know, Ukraine will be neutral, but they're never. The West will never do that. We'll never do that, you know, because and it's, you know, to the last Ukrainian soldier, basically, you know, they'll just they'll leave them out the hot. They, you know, what's funny? All these countries go along with it, and at the end, because the United States and the UK will always use and just leave you behind when they're done. You know, you just
that's the pattern.
Yeah. There's no allies. It's just interest.
Well, it's
in
like
the end,
what
right?
the U.S. did in Afghanistan. You know, after they kicked out the Soviet Union, they just dropped the country and dropped into the hands of the Taliban.
I did see Ukrainian had 12 S-300 systems, and they're all gone. I'm looking at. Did you see any of the footage? There was one awesome video of an Su-35, and there was a MiG-29. Ukrainian flew. I mean, obviously the Su-35 would take that out. The MiG-29s are pretty good, but I mean, there's some pretty good footage if people are looking at this stuff. I mean, it's worth a watch.
Yeah, I saw some very impressive video.
Yeah. Yep. But Mike, have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. There's a recent development there in Kiev. Russian troops have entered and they're misgendering gender fluid persons on the street. So,
that's
captured
it.
The LGBTQ flag.
Okay.
They captured the LGBTQ flag at the U.S. embassy and they burned it. So,
it's a huge
tragedy.
For that update.
Yeah. Hey, check your mailbox in a couple of days.
Okay.
I sent you those NASA movies. You're going to like them. I'm sure you are.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah. I like anything connected with NASA.
Yeah, it's a good rewind. Very nostalgic stuff and well-produced. You'll like it.
Well, thank you.
You know, these embargoes, the way I see it, I think it dovetails in with the electric vehicle agenda. You know, they're going to drive the price of oil sky high. And so it's going to make it, you know, more economically attractive for persons to buy into these electric vehicles that only have a 300-mile range and may blow up in your garage, you know.
Well, you know, the problem with that is the generating capacity to keep those vehicles charged and the lithium to make that many batteries. That's where the math doesn't work out.
Yeah, yeah. They save the earth by strip mining it, you know, because of CO2. It's totally a fake and gay argument, but it's just pathetic. How that, you know, if you're an elitist, you don't care if gasoline costs $3 a gallon or $6 a gallon.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's pay for it.
That's changing your sock drawer, you know.
Yes.
And but they're gonna punish the people of Europe. They're gonna, you know, be paying sky high for fuel costs, and we're gonna be paying for it at the pump. All because Victoria Nuland and the Obama holdovers that came into Biden's administration just picked up where they left off.
Yep.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, on Russia Today, I crossed paths with Alan Sobrowski.
Okay.
They're in the comment section, so he's active, and so is Alan Hart. And they're gonna try to shut down RT.com, I think.
Well, yeah, I got some emails saying it was already shut down in Peru, but I can still reach it from here.
All the U.S., the Beltway types and the media types, all they can do is cry. They throw little hissy fits. They sound like children, you know?
Yeah, they do.
Putin's a dictator, and, you know, and this and that. It's just totally baseless arguments.
He's a tyrant. He's Hitler. You know, he abuses small animals. You know, he dresses funny and, you know, all that other stuff.
Yeah. Look what NATO did to Libya.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Look what they
did to tragedy. I mean, where's our moral high ground? The war in Yemen continues.
Yeah.
And we're funding that. Yep. Yeah. What about the yellow cake uranium in Iraq?
Well, that never made any sense anyway, because Iraq has plenty of natural uranium within its own borders. It didn't need to, you know, bring any in. That was, again, another propaganda tool to convince us that Saddam had nuclear weapons. And, it's so insane right now. Biden is now ordering some of our Border Patrol agents, you know, to go and help in Europe. You know, we're going to protect Ukraine's border, but, our own border, forget about it.
Yep. That's all I had. Glad to hear you on the air.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I'm in Virginia here. I was going to say that while it's encouraging to see a lot of people waking up, it's still just amazing to see the people walking around everywhere you go that still just have absolutely no clue what's going on. It's just amazing.
Yeah
I was going to say that. But the thing I called about was, what if our entire federal government, many of the alphabet agencies, and also, well, state and local governments, what if a good majority of them are basically sold out to the Chinese, and the ultimate goal is to basically somehow have the Chinese take our country over?
Well, the Biden family and the Pelosi family are compromised with China, but I think most of these agencies have been compromised by the globalists. And I think what we're seeing here, I think what we're seeing here is they're trying to make the people of the world so disgusted with their nationalist governments that it's going to ease the transition to a one-world government.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I'm pretty disgusted with American politicians right now.
Right. Just one more thing about the disarray of our military.
Yeah.
Do you think we could fight a war? And then also, I wanted to ask you if you knew anything about the state of our nuclear arsenal at all.
Well, I know we have more nuclear warheads and delivery systems than either Russia or China, but we certainly don't have more than both of them put together. As far as the state of our military, it's not very good. And frankly, if we couldn't handle Afghanistan, we have no business going to war against Russia and China.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you very much, Mike. Great show.
All right, you got it. Pardon me. Had a frog got in my throat. Let's go to Eric in Montana. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the...
Hey, it's Russia's fault that you got a frog in your throat.
Sorry about that.
So, no worries. So what I wanted to say is that it's funny that you have the Western media calling Putin a Nazi, and they're all Nazis over there. And then you have Putin saying that he's going into Ukraine to fight the Nazis, and it's all pretty laughable at this point. But, everybody I don't like is a Nazi, right?
That's continuing with this narrative.
Yeah, so, like, when are they going to, stop doing that? But then somebody disseminated this report that says that the Russians are going around and they're taking note of who the Jews are in Ukraine, making a list or whatever. Yeah, sounds to me like somebody's laying
out the
groundwork
for
another.
They said the Russians have brought in this machine that can vaporize dead soldiers so they can conceal the number of people killed. I mean, it's really ridiculous out there.
It sounds like somebody's trying to lay the groundwork for another holo hoax.
Yeah, exactly.
So the that's all I had on that subject, but I've got another couple of quick points I wanted to bring up.
Sure.
Is that I'm a truck driver, so I go across the border, and some of the guys that I talk to, a lot of the guys are actually Eastern European from like Romania and Serbia and stuff. And one of the Serbians that I was talking to was mentioning that he was talking to one of his drivers who just got off the phone with his mother, who lives in Ukraine, but, you know, in the Donbass region.
Yeah.
And she reported that the Russian military just came on through, like, hey, no big deal. And most of the people there were fine with it, you know, the civilians.
Yeah.
And apparently a lot of the military is fine with it, too, because they're reportedly just laying down arms and joining the Russians. So,
yeah, well, they're joining Lugansk and Donetsk.
Right. But they're ostensibly fighting on the sides of the Russians.
Yeah.
Seems like. And there's another point that I wanted to bring up, but I can't read my writing, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, well, thank you for the information. And, yeah, I got a couple of letters in the reader's letters section from Ukraine, you know, with lots of little bits and pieces and facts. And, you know, we're just going to keep an eye on this situation. But, yeah, at this point, you know, Putin is going to take Ukraine. There's nobody trying to stop him. There's a lot of tough talk at the White House and NATO, and they're going to pour all kinds of people and weapons into NATO's eastern border, and then they're just going to stare at the Russians, and we're going to have a new Cold War. Okay, I guess he hung up. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And over at MSNBC, Malcolm Nance, who supposedly has spent more than 36 years in intelligence, basically came on the air saying that the Chernobyl nuclear power plant powers central north Ukraine. And no, it does not. That plant is in the process of being decommissioned. Yes, it was generating power after the meltdown of that one reactor, but they basically shut that down, and, you know, it's being decommissioned here. anyway, let's see. Ah, got something stuck in my throat here. Getting on back to guns, we were talking about the gun grabbers are definitely back here. Gun sales are continuing to surge nationwide. People are not buying this whole guns are bad rhetoric. And right now in these troubled economic times, the best industry in the world to be in is firearm and ammunition manufacturing. And I can tell you around here, there are still ammo shortages. People are just grabbing the stuff right off the back of the truck here. They can't keep inventory on the shelves. And, you know, gun sales have gone through the roof here. And, you know, this is making the liberals and the gun grabbers really unhappy. And you can tell from Biden's speech the other day, what they're after are weapons with which the American people could defend their homes and themselves from an abusive government, which is the real reason for the Second Amendment. It says there, you know, for the security of a free state, you know, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And, you know, when that amendment was written, you know, the idea of having a gun was a given. The idea of hunting for food during winter was a given. This was specifically about militarily arming the American people against abusive government. And people realize that they don't trust the U.S. government. They don't trust the Congress here. And so there we are. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Layla in Canada, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I was just wondering if that source that you had that reports that there's tons of money that was being withdrawn from Canadian banks, if you might want to check the domain registrar to see if it's a credible source, because there's something, even the U.S. has exactly the same restrictions on how much can be withdrawn, either in cash or transferred or withdrawn from an ATM. And it's called the Bank Secrecy Act, Anti-Money Laundering and Office of Foreign Assets. And it was in, there's a number of parts to it, money laundering from 86, then in 92, suspicious suppression act of suspicious activity, and they have to file currency transaction reports and also the SARs, the suspicious activity report, and primary means used by banks. So there are a lot of different, I don't think it's possible that a whole bunch of money was moved out of Canada.
Well,
in fact,
all
my neighbor
depends,
is a banker.
It all depends on how many citizens went in and did a withdrawal, you know, of the maximum allowable amount. Okay, we Layla's down the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking with Layla in Canada. And Layla, here in the United States, there is an upper limit on how much money you can take out of an ATM. That is to basically, there's two reasons for that. One, somebody being coerced into using their ATM card to give money to criminals. The other being that they don't want to have a lot of cash in the ATM machines because ATM machines do get broken into and stolen. But going into the bank itself, there really isn't much of a limit. And again, the issue here is how many people in Canada decided to take some of their money out of the bank, because even if it's only a certain upper limit that they're allowed to take, if millions of Canadians did it, it would be a major impact on the banks. And beyond that, of course, it does destroy trust and confidence in the banking system that there are circumstances in which you will not get your money back.
I would tend to question that, because first of all, the Emergencies Act was national. And for people to create a bank account in the U.S. is not something in any foreign country. You can't just do it online overnight. You have to present a passport. You have to explain why you're transferring a lot of money from one country to another country. And it's more than the Bank Secrecy Act. Go to the FDIC.gov.regulations. And it lists the idea is to prevent money laundering and to avoid terrorism, the financing of terrorism.
Yeah, but you're dealing in large sums of money there, and most of the donations to the trucker convoy were like $10, $50, something like that.
Yeah, and most of those were not actually frozen.
They're not frozen anymore.
Well, they weren't even then. Yeah, those reports, again, were questionable. That one woman in Chilliwack, it turned out it was a false report. But I'm not going to get into specific details. It is almost, unless you're talking about huge investors pulling out money, that's a possibility. But the average Canadian, no. I mean, I deal with two banks, and both banks have limits on cash transactions, not only at the ATM, but when you go to the teller, and especially if it's foreign currency. Everything is controlled by the global central bankers for a reason. Everybody wants to know. And all the banks in the U.S. have to submit reports, not on all transactions. They're the currency transaction report.
No, the currency transaction report. No, there is a minimum on the currency transaction report. I mean, transactions of $1 or $2, nobody wants to do the paperwork. I don't know what the floor is on that right now. I think it's a few thousand dollars. Biden was trying to get it down to 600, and he met a huge amount of resistance on that one. Anyway, listen, Layla, we're going to have to agree to disagree because we are at the end of the show here, and the music's going to start playing here. So there is the music. All right. Thank you, Layla. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And Mike is going to tell me who is taking the microphone any second now. It's Jerry Kirk and Rodney Rogers. So stay tuned and take a listen to them. Go out on social media and email and send out republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We are making progress in getting things back on our feet. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.